And finally today, a dozen bands from around the globe will take the stage this weekend in New York City for Global Fest 2012. Among them are the members of Maku Sound System. They don't have to travel very far. Theirs is a young band out of the thriving Colombian music scene in Queens. Reporter Bruce Wallace talked to the band members Juan Ospina, Liliana Conde, and Camila Rodriguez.
When you ask the members of Maku Sound System what kind of music they play, this is what happens.
I don't know.
it's like positive music, you know.
Eso.
Unity music, man. For people to get together, dance, soul music, yeah.
Camila Rodriguez, so the band's like, founder and guitarist, then settles on one thing that underlies all their music.
What we really do is that we always keep the certain traditional elements, like the rhythms we use are mostly traditional rhythms, and the instruments we use are also traditional, which are the alegre drum and the tambora and el llamador, and el clarinete, which is la maraca, yeah, which are, and the clarinet is the king of Colombian music. It's the king or queen.
This is a song, Oro al Sonido, off the band's new album, Macumbala. The clarinet and the alegre drum that opened the tune soon worked their way, like many Maku songs, into a jam. Says that they're part of a generation of young Colombians newly excited about the traditional vallenato, champeta, and cumbia styles of their homeland. Some songs on Macumbala draw more directly on these roots. This is Colombian accordion great Andrés Landero singing his song Canto Negro. This is what happens to Canto Negro when Maku Sound System gets a hold of it. The song continues to build a slow intensity, and sounds layer on top of sounds. Camila Rodriguez says that there's not really a great distance between the newer influences in Maku Sound System's music, hip-hop and punk rock and the like, and the older ones.
Music is a human thing, you know, everybody is like... And the thing that I like about punk is that I saw myself playing that, you know, being part of that. I didn't feel like I had to go to music school to be able to play it, you know. It was so free, you know, you just get your guitar, plug that distortion and you know, you just start playing whatever you feel, you know, you just express yourself. So when I got to traditional music, I was like, oh my god, because Colombian music is like very strong, you know, it's like
a lot of adrenaline, I guess.
Yeah, and it's like also, you know, it's a space for expression. So
all these elements that Maku throws into its music do end up making sense together. This might be in part because of the band's very democratic composition process. One member will come in with a piece of a melody or an arrangement for the horns. Then the eight members of the group work together to hammer that piece into a song. It's a process they're still refining.
We still have a lot of music to do, you know. We're still like, as our relationship is getting stronger, everybody's feeling more space in the band so they can do more things. So the sound of the band is still changing. That's what's cool about it, you know, because we're still discovering what music can we make, actually.
Yeah, Diablo Macumbalo was released 4 weeks ago, and they're already hard at work on their next one. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace.
You can hear the full version of this track from Maku Sound System's new CD. It's at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Carol Zoll, David LaValle, Joyce Hackle, Andrea Crossan, Carol Hills, Rahul Joglicker, April Peavy, even Ian Rosser, Adeline Sear, Katie Clark, Tracy Tong, and Marcus Raitt. Ann Lopez is at the director's desk. Our editors are Jennifer Gorin and Aaron Schachter. William Troop is senior editor. Chris Wolfe is our news editor. The executive producer of The World is Andrew Sussman. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us online at theworld.org and have a great weekend.